moment for today's worship.
我们众弟兄姊妹经过一年多的辛勤劳苦，流汗流泪。
After about years of hard work, sweating, and bloodshed,
有很多的人奉献金钱,
many have donated monetary funds,
有很多的人奉献力量,
many have donated their time.
我们看的这一些画面, 使我们的心不得不受感动。
So these pictures are very touching.
很多人付了一笔钱, 请contractor来, 把房屋做好了, 但是这一间教堂不是如此的。
And many have built churches because of contractors, but this one is different.
你看到很多的DIY,
there are many activities done by DIY.
我们每一位弟兄姊妹都用了他们的手, 也用了他们的心。
Every brother and sister has used his hand or her hand or his and her hearts.
在天上的父神等着接受我们的奉献。
So our Heavenly Father is waiting to accept this.
众天使在那里平息观看这荣耀的一步。
And everyone and angels are watching in this glorious
day. 我们现在请全体弟兄姊妹起立。
Please all stand.
我们要把这一座神圣的教堂奉献给在天上的父神。
So we can dedicate this holy church to our Father in heaven.
你们在 screen 上面可以看到这些字，我念起，你们念应。
So please read the screen above me, and I'll read the first one. You respond by following my reading.
我们恭敬地奉献给在天上的父神。圣洁全能的天父，我们感谢你，因为你将这座华美的教堂赐给我们。我们恳求你使这座教堂分别为圣， 接受我们每一次在这里为你所献上的实质心灵和诚实的敬拜，求你教导我们在这座教堂里学习到真正的彼此相爱和彼此服侍。恳求你加添我们圣灵的能力，借助这座教堂使我们同心合意，更有效地传扬天国的福音，拯救更多失丧的灵魂。 为了学习彼此相爱，同心事主，我们诚心奉献这座圣堂，为了操练成全圣徒，革尽其职，我们诚心奉献这座圣堂，为了高主耶稣基督荣耀父神，我们诚心奉献这座圣堂，我们全体念下面这一句话：求你悦纳并广施恩惠，阿门。我们一起做一个祷告，感谢天父的恩典，相信你在天上已经悦纳我们的奉献，求你使用这一座教堂， 在皮尔亚这一个广大的地区来华里的光，你的恩典使众人因此而得救而蒙恩，让你自己的名得到荣耀，天国的事工得到扩张。谢谢主的恩典，垂听我们同心的祷告，感谢奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。请坐。
Please be seated. Next, we're going to ask our precious guests and guest pastors and elders to come here to give words of encouragement. Please.
Thank you for inviting us to be here today.
谢谢你们邀请我今天到你们教会来。
Thank you for asking me to speak.
特别是感谢你们让我在这讲几句话。
Today, you are part of history.
今天你们将成为历史的一个部分。
You are beginning a new chapter in the life of this church.
也就是说这个教会一个新的篇章开始了。
A Bible study that began in Peoria many years ago.
从查经班开始。
And out of that, a congregation has been born.
现在有这么多的会众已经诞生了。
And all along the way during these two decades,
在这20年中间,
God has opened doors for you.
主已经给我们敞开了他的大门。
God has been getting you ready for this.
主已经做好了准备。
Today God is not looking down and saying, wow, look at that building.
今天主不是说往从天上下看，说看到这一个新的房屋建起来了。
No, he's saying, wow, look what's happening to my people.
他是在说，真了不得，你看我的子民做了什么。
You all know that God is more interested in building you than he is the building.
我们知道主对建造我们人比建造一个这个房子更重要。
You know that the church is people.
我们也知道这个教会是人。
God has been building this church for over 20 years.
我们主为了这个教会已经建造了20多年。
Now you simply have a new place to put the church.
现在我们就有一个新的地方把我们教会放在这里。
God uses people.
主是用我们人来做工。
2 Chronicles 16:9 says this.
第二章16节这样说。
For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth.
在上帝眼间可以带出这些荣耀来。
To strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him.
那些在你心里的能力和力量就从他中间显示出来。
God wants to use people.
所以我们主需要用他的子民。
And God found a people here who wanted to follow Jesus Christ and impact their world.
主找到了那些愿意跟随耶稣基督的同胞们。
In Peoria Chinese Christian Church, God found a group of people who would trust God.
在这个毕城华人教会里头，主找到了一些主可以信赖的弟兄姊妹们。
They would believe God and follow His leadership.
他们相信主，而且跟随主。
I know it has not been always easy for you to go through this building process.
我们都知道，建这个教会不是件容易的事情。
But you made a choice to trust God and believe God.
但是你们 相信主，而且是心信仰他。
He has honored it, and I honor you for your commitment.
他给了你们荣耀，所以呢，我也就给你们这个荣耀。
I believe that God is going to be glorified in this church.
我相信这上帝在这儿会得到荣耀。
Because you have a dream, you have a vision.
因为我们有我们的梦想和我们的这个向往。
I believe that God will be glorified in this church because you stand on the truth of Scripture.
因为我认为上帝会荣耀这个教会，是因为这个教会是以圣经经文为主。
You stand on the truth of God's word.
你们以主的词为荣耀。
You may disagree on some interpretations of it.
虽然你对他的词话有些解释上不同的意见。
But you agree that this is the word of God to you.
但是你们相信这是上帝的话语。
And it's the foundation for all that you do.
这也是这个所有你们要做事情的基石。
You stand on the truth of the Bible.
所以在上帝的词的画面, 你们站得很稳。
And I believe this church will glorify God because you love people.
这是因为你爱主爱人, 所以这个教会会荣耀主。
The Bible says,
这个圣经这样讲,
If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels,
如果我按照这个天使的这个话来讲,
But have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal.
如果没有爱的话，那我就只是一个像锣和这样在响。The
most noticeable trait of those first Christians.
这个最重要的一个特征就是以前的早期的基督徒是这样子的。
Was not see what great buildings they build.
不是多大的房子或者教会他们可以建造起来。
It wasn't see what great sermons they preach.
也不是说什么好的一个篇章一个教牧师可以讲出来。
It wasn't look at what outstanding music they have.
或者是什么音乐是这样子奇妙。
But it was see how they love one another.
主要是看这些人之间能够互相有多大的爱。
You are a family.
你们是一个家庭。
An extended family where you love each other and care for each other.
在这个家庭里头，你们互相照顾，互相看顾。
What we do in following Jesus Christ is healing people.
所以在跟随耶稣基督的时候呢，我们是来拯救人类。
Healing broken, messed up lives.
来那些拯救、治疗那些这个走歧路的人。
And showing them the hope of Jesus Christ.
给他们指引，这个耶稣基督是有希望的。
Why did you do all of this?
为什么你要这样做呢？
Why did you sacrifice financially?
为什么你们在经济上这样做了牺牲呢？
Why are you praying and working?
为什么你们祈祷而且这个工作这样努力？
Why are you putting forth all this effort?
为什么你做尽了这么大的这个尽心尽力了？
Because you know that people need Jesus Christ.
因为你们知道人们需要耶稣基督。
When you share Jesus with someone, you are sharing hope.
因为你们和耶稣基督分享的时候，你们就分享希望。
You're sharing love.
你们分享爱。
You're sharing eternal life.
你们分享这个永久的生命。
Thank you for sharing hope.
谢谢分享我们永久的希望。
Thank you for sharing Jesus.
谢谢分享耶稣基督。
And thank you for trusting God in what you have done.
谢谢相信主和你们做了这样奇妙的事情。
Amen.
阿们。
感谢主能够今天在这个地方跟大家一起见证神的信实与其大能。
We give our thanks to our Lord that we can be here to bear witness to God's gratefulness and justice.
虽然我的身份已经从教会的牧师变成了这个 guest pastor.
Although my identity has changed from this church's pastor to become a guest pastor.
但是我们刚才看到教会那个建堂的投影片的时候，我就知道说神为什么在去年那个时候要让我们到一个新的工厂去。
But if you look at those slideshow, those slides, I would tell that why God has called upon us to come to a new place.
特别是在教会的建堂，从意向的开始到买地到建堂到各个环节都走完之后，让我们离开这个地方。
At its beginning, why we purchased the land, made a contract, and finally we come to this destination.
因为神知道最后那个动手的部分是我最不行的部分。
Because God will know that me as a pastor, that to put my hands to work may be my weakest point.
而我们教会又神又预备了两个非常 handy 的长老，以及一群爱主、愿意摆上的执事以及弟兄姐妹们。
But the church has prepared with two great elders and capable and able brothers and sisters to help out.
感谢神，我们知道一切都是在神的手中，他掌管一切。
We thank our Lord that everything is in God's hands.
让我们今天能够坐在这里，我们一起来赞美主，我们一起把我们最好的献给他。
So we can come here, dwell here, and give His our best.
当我接到这个邀请，知道十月七号今天要来这个地方的时候
，When I receive the invitation to come on October 7th here，
我看一下日历就发觉到说。神有一个心意在这个日子当中。
And when I look at the calendar, I realize that God has will here.
也许大家不知道，今天是犹太日历上的所谓的祝棚节的最后一日。
Maybe you're not quite aware that today is the last day on Jewish calendar of the tabernacle.
也就是在圣经上所说的最后一日，也就是最大的日子。
And that would be the biggest day of all, actually, if according to the Bible.
我们选在这一天，把我们辛苦、我们最好的献堂的堂献给我们的主。
We picked this day to dedicate our best to our Lord.
实际上我相信这深具许多的意义。
I believe that has a great meaning to it.
首先我们看到利未记23章42到43节。
If you study the Bible Leviticus chapter 23 verses 42 to 43,
当摩西把神的心意告诉以色列人要他们进到迦南地之后要守祝棚节的时候，他清楚地告诉以色列人说，守祝棚节的目的是要好叫你们世世代代知道，我领以色列人出埃及地的时候，曾使他们住在棚里，我是耶和华你们的神。
God said that the purpose of observing tabernacle is that so your descendants will know that I had the Israelites live in temporary shelters when I brought them out of Egypt. I'm the Lord your God.
我们刚才看到教会的历史，我们知道我们在建堂在建筑这一座堂之前，我们有一段的时间是在许多的地方漂流的。
If you review the history of this church, you realize that in this process of building this church, we have been scattered around living in shelters for several years.
Woodland Church 可以见证神在我们身上所行的大能。
And then Woodland Church could be offering the testimony how God has done work on us.
当我们今天有了自己这座堂的时候，我相信神要在祝棚节的这个时候，让我们献上这座堂，是要我们世世代代知道是神当日信实的带领我们走过每一个脚步。
So when we have a church here, that God will tell, and we can tell that generations after generation that this is the path that God has led us to.
在生命记上十六章十四节那个地方，他也有这样一段有关祝棚节的一个经文。
If we read Deuteronomy chapter 16, verses 14 and 16.
他说守节的时候，你和你儿女仆婢并住在你城里的利未人以及寄居的以及孤儿寡妇都要欢乐。
You joyful at your feast, you, your sons and daughters, your menservants and menwives and Leviticus.
所以我们当我们今天来到这个地方，我们奉献我们的堂给我们的神的时候，神的心意是要我们在这里享受他为我们预备的一切的福乐。
So this is time when we dedicate this church that God's will is for us to enjoy what he has prepared for us.
因为他一直以来都是那个丰富供应我们的主。
Because he has always been that bring us the rich and offerings.
他不单单是要我们以及我们的儿女同享这样一个欢乐，他并且要让我们周围所有的，不论是寄居的，不论是孤儿寡妇，都要一起进到这个堂来与我们享受神为我们预备那丰富的欢乐。
His meaning is that he not only asks us, but us, our sons, and everyone else's sons, and also the midwives, manservants, to come to this church to enjoy.
生命记十六章十六节他后面接下来讲到说，你一切的男丁要在除酵节、七七节、祝棚节一年三次，在耶和华你神所选择的地方朝见他，却不可空手朝见。
And it says three times that year that all your men must appear before the Lord your God at the place he will choose, at the feast of unleavened bread and the feast of weeks and tabernacle.
神要我们在这一天的时候记得，我们有一个定好的日子。我们在每一个主日，我们每一个礼拜的最好一天，我们都要来到这个地方来朝见他。
So God will tell us that on the best day of the week, on the Sunday, that we should come here to worship Him.
并且当我们来的时候，我们不是空手而来，我们是要把我们最好的带来献给我们的主。
When we come, we will not be empty-handed, but yet bring our best to dedicate to our Lord.
因为他已经将一切最好的赏赐给我们。
Because he has given us all the best.
所以我们来到神的面前的时候，他喜悦我们，把我们最好的奉献在他的面前。
So when we come before him, he will be happy that we give him our best.
我们看到尼希米记八章十五节那十五，尼希米记十第八章第十八节那个地方。
If you read the study Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 15 or 18.
这一段的记载，它是讲到当尼希米带领被掳的百姓归回圣城，重建圣城之后。
This is talking about how Nehemiah brought those captured citizens and coming back to rebuild the town, rebuild the holy city.
百姓在以斯拉的带领之下守住棚节，并且读神的话语。
And under the leader of Israel, that Israelites start to study God's word.
神的百姓用读神的话语。来庆祝神在他们当中所行的大能。
God's children and learn how God will do the greatest by studying His words.
他们守节七日，每日都读神的话语。
They observe 7 days and every day they would read words.
因为神的话语是他们喜乐的来源。
Because that is the source of their joyfulness.
并且他们愿意以读神的话语来表明他们愿意一生来遵守神的心意。
By reading God's words, they have determined that they will follow God's will.
盼望我们今天来到神的面前，献上我们的堂的时候，我们能够如同当日的以色列人一样，我们表明我们爱读神的话语。
So today, when we come before God and dedicate our church to Him, we would express to Him that we ourselves, just like those Israelites, were determined to give the best to Him.
并且我们愿意在一生当中的每一天当中都遵守神的话语。
And in our entire life, that every day we would observe His words.
最后，当我们讲到祝棚节的时候，我们当然不能够忘记约翰福音那里讲到主耶稣与祝棚节的关系。
And then the last, when we're talking about tabernacle, we cannot forget what John 7 mentioned.
约翰福音第七章三十七、三十八节那里，主耶稣在节期的末日，就是最大一日，耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝，信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水江河来。
On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink, and whoever believes in me, so scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them.
约翰福音所说的那个最大之日，那个节期的末日，就是今天。
And John mentioned that day, the greatest day is actually today for us.
就是我们必胜花恩基督教会愿意把我们辛苦所建的这座堂献给神的 这一天。
This is the day that the Peoria Chinese Christian Church, the brother sister of this church, is willing to build this church and give this to our Lord.
在节期的最后一日，在最大的日子当中，耶稣站在群众当中高声的呼吁大家。
And on this day, on this greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood tall and said in a loud voice.
耶稣站在群众当中高声的向大家有一个呼召。
He has made a calling with his voice.
我相信今天主耶稣他仍然喜悦站在我们当中发出这样一个呼召。
I believe that Jesus would still like to do that among us, make this call.
我们有没有这样一个心智，我们愿意人都能够从我们毕城华人教会今天所奉献的这座教堂当中看见耶稣就站在我们中间。
So are we willing that today on this day of the greatest day to see that Jesus is among us?
不单单是今天，是每一个我们聚会的日子当中让人都能够从我们当中看见耶稣站起来。
Yet not only today but every day among us during our churches and gatherings that everyone can witness that Jesus is among us.
并且都从我们当中听见耶稣高声地说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
And we could all hear Jesus' loud voice, that is, if you are thirsty, you can come to me and drink.
信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
And we also could hear that if you would believe me, that the scripture said rivers of living water will flow from within.
但愿今天每一个在神的面前献上这座堂的弟兄姐妹，让我们真的能够在神的面前可以成为神借着我们传递恩典跟祝福的那一个渠道。
And may every brother and sister that uses on this day to be the channel and in the path that channel gospel
让人可以从我们当中看见耶稣。
SoPeople can see Jesus through us.
让人可以从我们当中听见耶稣。
So others can hear Jesus from us.
这应当就是神喜悦我们教会的模样。
This would be the kind of church that what God is happy with.
愿主祝福恩待毕城华人教会。
May God bless and take care of Pure Chinese Christian Church.
荣耀归给我们的主。
Glory be to the Lord. Amen.
刘胜华弟兄他今天不能够来，但是他留下一张卡片，我把这个他写的内容念给大家听。
Brother 刘胜华 cannot come today, he's from Bloomington, but he has sent us a very nice card. I would like to read it to you.
共筑 PCCC 建堂。
Congratulations to PCCC for building your church.
迁堂之喜。
And then have this happiness of come to a new church.
感谢主，这是神旨意和荣耀的彰显。
And thanks to our Lord that this is His will to be revealed here.
更是 PCC 的弟兄姐妹们从合意和奉献中具体去表达了一神的亲密的关系。
And this is also the expression of the brother and sister of this church, their intimate relationship with our Lord.
求神亲自积极大大地祝福 PCC 这个神自己的教会。
We'd like to ask our Lord to continue to bless this PCCC church here.
使 PCCC 继续为主做光做源。
So can make the Pure Chinese Christian Church continue to be the light and the source of the word.
将神的福音广传给Peoria 地区的中国朋友们。
So spreading the gospel to the greater Peoria Chinese population.
也求主的灵内住于每位 PCC 弟兄姐妹心中。
May Holy Spirit live and dwell in every brother and sister's heart in this church.
使每位成员皆能在圣灵里健康成长。
So everyone will grow healthy within the Holy Spirit.
广结圣灵的果子。
And bearing the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
做主耶稣基督的精兵。
And be the soldiers of the Jesus Christ.
为主打美好的仗。
And fight the great battle for him.
主内为之。刘胜华弟兄。
In our Lord. And God bless brother 刘胜华。
他还送了我们一节经文是在哈该书。
And then there's a verse that he has sent us in the book of Haggai.
哈该书二章九节。
Chapter 2, verses 9.
这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀。在这地方我必赐平安。这是万军之耶和华说的。
The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty.
感谢主。
Thanks to our Lord.
以下是读经的时间。
Now it's time for scripture reading.
今天早上要读的经文是在诗篇127篇第一节跟诗篇100篇。
Today's scripture reading is in Psalm 127, verse 1, and then Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5.
我们一起来读神的话。
Let's all read God's words together.
诗篇127篇第一节。来，我们一起来念。
Let's read all together.
不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。若不是耶和华看守地址，看守的人就枉然警醒。诗篇一百篇，我们一起来念。
Psalm 100, let's read all together.
五天下将当耶和华欢呼，你们当乐意侍奉耶和华，当来向他歌唱。你们当晓得耶和华是神，我们是他造的，也是属他的。我们是他的民，也是他早晨的羊。当称献进入他的门，当赞美进入他的宴，当感谢他，称颂他的名。因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实存到万代。感谢神的话。
We thank the words of the Lord.
我们将以下的时间交给黄牧师。
Now I would like to ask Pastor Huang to come to give today's message.
今天要分享的信息是将一切荣耀归于神。
The topic of his message is All Glory to God.
Thank you. 诗篇118篇24节，大家记得吗？
Do you all remember Psalm 118, verse 24?
这是耶和华所定的日子，我们在其中当如何呢？高兴欢喜。
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
我看到每一位今天走进来都是充满了喜乐。
I've seen everyone walks in the door full of joy.
把我们心里的感受都摆在脸上。
So our feeling has been on your face.
因为这真是一个可喜可贺的日子。
Because this is a day that is to be celebrated and to be happy.
也是一个感恩的日子。
And it's also a day to give thanksgiving.
更是在天上的父神得着最高荣耀的日子。
A day that our Heavenly Father will receive the best and the highest glory.
因为在 Peoria,
Because in this city of Peoria,
有这么多爱主的亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，经过长期的劳苦努力，把一颗成熟完美的果子献在他的面前。
Because in this Peoria, that we have brothers and sisters working so long, so hard, finally present to him the mature and complete fruit.
这是何等奇妙 荣耀的一件事情。
This is a wonderful and marvelous time thing to do.
我个人最喜欢三件事情。
The three things I like the most.
教会有人信主受洗是我最高兴的事。
Someone in the church believing the Lord and be baptized.
我们希望每常常有这样的事情在教会发生。
We hope that this would take place often.
第二件事，有按摩典礼，我非常高兴。
And second is to baptize our pastors.
因为有许多的人愿意奉献自己的生命为传福音而工作。
So many of the people would like to dedicate their lives for this holy mission.
另外一件是什么呢？
The last thing
参加一个现场典礼
is to join a ceremony that dedicates our church.
这是我们攻城略地，我们又占了一块上帝的土地在上帝的手中。
And this means that we finally give another piece of land belong to God to him.
因为他在这块地上要被高主得着他当得的荣耀。
Because on this piece of land, he'll be held high and exalted.
我们刚才在这些 slide 上面看到，我们弟兄姊妹们正是这一年多自从破头以来，非常辛苦努力，流汗流泪，把这座堂做成了。
And we can see from our slide show that our brother and sister worked so hard since the groundbreaking day. We have sweated, we haveA tear and shed a tear, and finally this job.
可是我们不是把荣耀归给自己。
So you know the glory is not to us.
我们是把荣耀归给神。
The glory should all go to God.
为什么呢？
Why so?
智慧之王所罗门讲过了。
The king of wisdom Solomon once said.
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain.
你和我都做了工是不错的。
Yes, we have done our part of a job.
但是真正做工的是那一位看不见的神。
But the one that really did the work is the one that is invisible, that is our Lord.
所罗门告诉我们一个非常重要的真理。
So there's a truth that Solomon has taught us here.
在你和我每一个人为主做工或者为自己做任何一件事情的一刻，都有一双看不见的手在那里工作。
That is between you and me and everyone else. That everything when you're doing, there's an invisible hand helping you.
那一双手才是最重要的。
That pair of hands is the most important.
如果不是他做工，你我所做的都是枉然的。
If it was not for him, everything we've done would be in vain.
这也就是说，我们所做的任何一件事，不但得了他的许可，是他跟我们一起工作的。
That is not only to say that everything we've done has to get his permission.
所罗门王讲这一句话，感慨万千。
And Solomon King has said this because he was deeply touched.
那一座荣耀的殿本来是他的父亲起意要做的。
You know that God's temple is supposed to be built by his father.
可是他的父亲因为是一位战士，杀过了很多人，流了很多的血，我们在天上的和平之尊说你不可以。
So because his father has been a soldier, killed many others and shed blood, so the heavenly angel said you cannot do so.
所以他把这一份荣耀让给他的儿子了，他的儿子所罗门来承担了这一件大事。
So he gives this glory to his son Solomon to complete this task.
所罗门没有自己之功，把所有的荣耀都归给神。
Solomon did not take all the credit. He gave all the glory to God.
所以对一个基督徒来说，
So for a Christian,
像建堂这件大事是何等的大。
A big event like building a church is really a big one.
我们人生难得几回遇的这一件大事情。
In our life, it is hardly we can have such a great event take place.
既然已经临到你的身上，
Even though it may come upon you,
这就是你的福气。
And this will be your blessing.
这就是他赐给你特别特别的恩典。
And that is why God's giving you the mercy.
今天你能不感恩吗？
You should show your thankfulness.
连被称为合乎神心意的所罗门王都得不到这种荣耀。
even the King Solomon, who is supposed to be following God's will, but yet this grace is upon
us.
Yet we should turn that to our God.
我们今天经过千辛万苦, 把这一座建好的华丽的圣堂, 奉献给他。
Today, after hard work for so many days, that we finally dedicate this beautiful.
为什么?
Why?
历代之上29章14节有一句很宝贝的话。
And the First Chronicle chapter 29:14.
刚才有的牧者也提到了。
Other pastors have mentioned that.
大卫准备为神建造圣殿的时候，曾发出一个很大的要求。
David, in order to build the holy temple, has had a big request.
要以色列的百姓献礼物来建造这座圣殿。
He would like the Israelites to contribute gifts.
在历代志28章的前半部告诉我们，这些礼物来的多而又多，到了容不下了，要禁止他们再来奉献。
In the Chronicle, First Chronicle, chapter 28, it said that many of these contributions have surpassed the needs.
所以到了29章14节，所罗门王大卫王说。
So that time, David says, 29:14.
我算什么？
But who am I?
我的名算什么？
Who are my people?
竟能如此乐意的奉献？
We should be able to give as generous as this.
因为万物都是从你而来的。
Because everything comes from you.
我们是把从你得来的再献给你。
We have given you only what comes from your hand.
这岂不是理所当然的吗？
This is something that is quite reasonable to do.
所以我们把从他而来的献给他。
So we'll give him back what comes from him.
在这一个 欢乐和感恩的日子里边,
On this glorious and joyful day,
我要跟诸位分享另外一首非常感人的诗歌。
I'd like to share with you another song.
这首诗歌大家都懂。
And the other song that you probably well know.
是非常优美和感动人心的。
It's very touchy and beautiful.
我希望我在讲的时候, 把这一遍诗打出来, 刚才我们已经念过了, 诗篇100篇。
Hopefully we can show Psalm 100 on this big screen.
有很多的圣经学者说这首诗也是所罗门王写的。
Many scholars of the Bible also said that this was written by Solomon.
虽然在圣经上没有提到,
even though it did not have a name.
因为根据它的内容, 根据当时的情况, 很可能是如此。
Based on the situation and environment, there could be.
所罗门王把圣殿建造好了之后,
After complete building the holy temple,
跟今天你我一样把这一座殿献给神。
He's like us, dedicated that temple to God.
好，写了一首诗。 带领以色列人的百姓边走边唱赞美神走进神的圣殿。
He wrote a psalm and lead the Israelites and walk into the temple while singing the song.
所以这首诗分成两段, 第1节到第4节是第一段。
This psalm has been divided into two parts.
这里讲了7条命令。
There are 7 commands here, commanding.
好像十诫一样的有10条命令, 但是这里只有7条。
Just like 10 commandments, there are 10, but this there are 7 what you ought to do.
不过读英文的人要稍微注意一点。
If you were to understand English, you would know.
中文里面有7个当字, 但是英文里面并没有那么多。
In Chinese, there are 7 what you should, the word should, but in English, it was
或是每一条命令当中都是你必须而行的,要行的。
But everything mentioned here, you should do.
第1条命令, 普天下当向耶和华欢呼。
First, what you should do is you should shout for joy to the Lord all the earth.
为什么?
Why?
因为他是创造天地万物的主宰。
Because he is the master who created heaven and earth.
房屋都有人建造, 但建造万物的就是神。
And as you know, everything that was built, whoever it is, it can be done by human, but God builds everything else.
大家记得创世纪1章1节吗?
Does anyone remember the Genesis?
好，我们一起背1章1节。 起初神创造天地。
God created heaven and earth.
就那么简单一句话。
That is so simple.
我相信万物都是神所造。
I believe that everything was created by God.
这就否定了进化论所说的是骗人的。
And this is where the evolution theory could be false.
因为他们不知道是谁造的。
Because they didn't know who actually created heaven and earth.
我们知道他是上帝造的。
But we do who he is.
为什么呢?
Why?
诗篇三十三篇第六节。
And Psalm 33, verse 6.
诸天借耶和华的话而造，万物靠他口中的气而成。
By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and their starry host by the breath of his mouth.
诗篇三十三篇第九节讲得更清楚。
And verses 9.
因为他说有就有。
For he spoke, and it came to be.
下面怎么说？
And what's next?
命立就立。
He commanded, and it stood firm.
因为受造之物歌颂造物的主，本来是理所当然。
Being created and proclaim praise to the Creator is something you ought to do.
这就好像儿女孝敬父母是应当的。
Just like your children should respect your parents, that is something you ought to do.
因为没有父母，就儿女就不存在。
Because without parents, then there will be no children.
不仅是人呢，要赞美神，连天地万物都当赞美神。
Not only men, people should praise God, but also everything on the earth should praise
God. 所以普天下天地万物都当向耶和华欢呼赞美不息。
So that all heaven and earth should gloriously sing, proclaim His glory.
诗篇十九篇第一节。
Psalm 19:1.
知天实说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the skies proclaim the work of His hands.
诗篇一百五十篇。
Psalm 150.
一共有六节圣经。
There are six verses here.
他讲了十三次的赞美。
13 times it says praise.
特别在第六节中间。
Especially verse 6.
他说凡有邪气的都当赞美耶和华。
It says let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
你们要赞美耶和华。
You should praise the Lord.
那是绝对应该的赞美。
It is something you ought to do.
很不幸的。
What's unfortunate is,
饮水思源本来是人之常情。
Think about it with this water source here when you're drinking the water is something you should do.
但是现今的时代。
But on the current days,
绝大部分的人是不相信的。
Many became atheists.
他们并没有把荣耀归给当归的神。
They did not give the glory to our Lord.
而且反而道，反其道而行。
They went the opposite way.
这是很悲哀的时代。
That is quite tragic.
第二条。
The second what you ought to do.
你们当乐意侍奉耶和华。
You should worship the Lord with gladness.
我们不仅仅是赞美。
Not only we praise the Lord.
不仅仅说说就算。
Not only we say that.
我们必须要为他做些什么。
We have to worship.
我们必须要有行动。
We have to have taking action.
侍奉神是基督徒一生永不止息的一个使命。
Serving God is a never-ending mission for a Christian.
也是神拯救人的最高的目的。
And that is the highest purpose why God saved us.
神吩咐摩西把以色列人从埃及为奴之地带出来。
God has asked Moses to lead the Israelites out of the Egypt.
出埃及记三章十二节。
Exodus 3:12.
神对摩西说，
God said to Moses,
你要把这百姓从埃及地领出来之后，就要在这山上怎么样？有没有人回应？谁说的？侍奉我。对了，你不敢
抓身。People out of Egypt, Yeshua will worship God on this mountain.
你把百姓从埃及地领出来之后，就要在这山上侍奉我。
That's what God says. You should come to the mountain and serve and worship me.
你知道摩西这个侍奉我这两个字、三个字，在创世纪里面讲了，在出埃及记里面讲了十七次之多。
You know that word worship has appeared 17 times in the book of Exodus.
神把百姓救出来的目的就是要接受侍奉。
And the purpose that God saved His people is to worship Him.
你说黄牧师那是旧约的事，我们新约的何必如此？
You may say, Pastor Huang, that was belong to the Old Testament, but for us.
你读一读路加福音第一章七十四、七十五节。
What about in the New Testament? If you read Luke 174,
看路加怎么说的。
See what Luke would say.
路加说我们既从仇敌的手中被救出来，就要终身在他面前用圣洁公义来侍奉他。
And Luke said that God has rescued us from the hand of our enemies to enable us to serve Him without fear in holiness and righteousness.
你知道以色列人受责罚就是因为他只是坐下吃喝起来玩耍他没有好好的按照神的吩咐来侍奉他。
That's because Israelites, once they are saved, they did not worship and serve God as God wished.
所以我们的侍奉的心智比侍奉的行动更重要。
So that willingness to serve is more important than the action you have taken.
我们不要马马虎虎适应世故做一点就算了。
You cannot do this in a superfluous way.
你来要尽心竭力要用尽了力量来把你最好的呈现给他。
You should do your best, try your own might, and give the God of your best.
而且出自甘心乐意的。
And then in a way that you be completely willing to do so.
你看那些画面那些弟兄姊妹们真是在那儿流汗的。
If you
有的时候甚至流血哟、哦、一个榔头把手指头打破了都不一定了。所以还是那么努力的侍奉。
You can see on the picture that our brother and sister worked really hard.
罗马书第十二章第十一节。
Romans 12.
这一段是讲到基督徒的品性。
It talks about what the characteristics of Christians.
殷勤不可懒惰要心里火热常常服侍主这里没有。
It says never be lacking zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor.
不但用口要用你的行动要用你的力量来侍奉神。
You should use all your might and power to serve God.
第三条。
The third what thing you should do.
当来向他歌唱。
That is to come before him with joyful sounds.
单单侍奉还不够。
Serving is not enough.
还要赞美还要欢呼。
We have to praise and then shout joy.
基督的信仰是一个充满了喜乐的宗教。
As you know, that Christianity is a religion that is full of joyfulness.
一个充满了歌唱的基督教。
Full of joyful sounds.
它跟世上其他所有的宗教是完全不同的。
And that is why we're different from other religions.
你看在我们一个崇拜中间一个多小时。
You can see that an hour of worship here.
那个唱诗的这个比例占了很长很大的一部分。
The great proportion is for us to sing hymns.
我们都是怀着喜乐的心赞美的心来歌颂我们的神。
We always use our joyful heart to praise our Lord.
那一位使徒叫保罗。
That a person called Paul, the apostle.
很荣幸的我跟他同名字。
And he's quite honored I can call his name.
他的见证实在感动我的心。
His testimony is very touching.
他随时都在歌唱。
And anytime, everywhere he can sing.
在使徒行传第十六章。
Act 16.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
他应了神的呼召马其顿的呼声到了腓立比不久就被下在监牢里。
Once he answered God's call into Macedonia, he was put in jail.
他并没有做任何不好的事情。
He didn't do anything that's illegal.
他是为了传福音被下在监牢里受拷打剥光他的衣服摆在圣监里面把他锁起来。
Because he was put in jail for spreading gospels.
我相信每一个人在这个时候都怨天尤人。你要我来到这里就叫我坐牢吗？
Many of us in that situation would probably start to complain. You call me upon here but put me in jail.
保罗一点都没有。
But Paul did not.
十六章二十五节说道
That's what he said.
在午夜的时候
About midnight,
他跟他的同工希拉在一起祷告唱诗在赞美神
Paul and his co-worker Silas were singing and praying to the Lord.
你为保罗的神经精神受了影响吗
And won't you be touched by that?
不是的他的心里充满了喜乐在那里歌唱赞美神
His heart is full of joy so he's praising the Lord.
他不但自己在狱里歌唱
And when he sang in the jail,
他也要弟兄，他自己坐在监牢里面，也要弟兄姊妹一起歌唱。
He wants brother and sister all sing together.
以弗所书五章十九节。
Ephesians 5:16.
哥罗西书三章十六节。
Colossians 3.
他说你们要用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的来赞美主。
It says that you should really let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish.
注意这两本书都是监狱书信他为传福音坐在监牢他要弟兄姊妹 口唱心和的赞美主。
As you know, these two books were all written while he was in jail. That's why he wants his brother and sister to sing.
另外一本监狱书信在腓立比书里。
The other one is Philippians.
腓立比书四章经文有十六次要弟兄姊妹要赞美神，要这个歌颂赞美神，要充满了喜乐。
In chapter 4 in Philippians, 16 times Paul wants the brothers and sisters to praise God.
一共四章就是 yeah, 不是 chapter 4.
Only totally four chapters.
那么在四章四节里面他说你们要喜乐，我再说你们要靠主喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。
And then in chapter 4 and verse 14, he repeats the saying that you should be happy, you should be joyful.
我拿着这张周报很高兴了，要不住的祷告 ,prayer contendency.
This bulletin here is that you should pray continuously.
Constantly.
Pray constantly.
这个前面有一句话。
And before that,
要常常喜乐。
You should be happy.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十六节。
Thessalonians in chapter 5, 16.
要常常喜乐，要不住的祷告，还要凡事谢恩。
You should be happy and often pray and then thank God.
这本来就是一个充满喜乐歌唱的宗教。
And this is a religion that is full of joyfulness and singing the hymns.
在150年以前，有一位非常可敬的姊妹。
150 years ago, there was a very holy sister.
她的名字叫 Fanny, what is it? Fanny Crosby.You know that man?
Her name is Fanny Crosby.
You know that? Okay. Oh, okay, wonderful.
Nice.
写了五千首诗歌赞美诗。
She has written about 5,000 hymns.
那个杰弗瑞刚才带我们唱的一首 To God Be the Glory.
We have sung one and led by Elder Jeffrey. God Be the Glory.
那就是要把一切荣耀归给在天上的神。
That is to give the glory.
是 Fanny Crosby 写的。
Was written by Fanny Crosby.
还有一首诗歌 ，Praise Him, Praise Him.
The other one is Praise Him, Praise Him.
赞美赞美。
And that is.
都是叫你唱起来羡慕可以奔腾的诗歌。
So those are the hymns that it will get your emotion and blood going.
还有一首诗歌说，我知道我的救赎主活着。
And the other one is, I know my Savior's Lord.
很多很多的诗歌，我知道我是属于耶稣的。I belong to him.
Many, many other hymns.
Fanny 的诗歌感动千万的基督徒的心。
Her hymns have touched many and thousands of hearts of Christians.
第四条的命令。
The fourth thing you ought to do.
在第三节。
Is in verse 3.
你们当晓得耶和华是神。
You should know that Lord is God.
你们当晓得耶和华是神。
You should know that Lord is our God.
这是一条非常严肃的问题，来问问大家，你晓不晓得他是神呢？
This is a serious question. You should know if who the God is.
有的人虽然信主很多年。
Many Christians have believed in the Lord.
也常常的唱诗
and often sing hymns.
也来做礼拜
and come to worship.
也奉献一点点金钱
and they have offerings.
但是你问他晓不晓得耶和华是神，可能有了问题。
But if you ask him, he will know if God is Lord, then he may have some questions.
在上个世纪，有一位中国最伟大的传道人，他的名字叫赵世光。我不晓得有多少人听过这个名字，赵世光。
Last century, there's a very famous missionary, Chinese
missionary.
His Chinese name is Zhao Shiguang, in English name is
Timothy Chow.
Dr. Timothy Chow.
他说有一天他被邀请在一个教会讲道。
One day he was invited to give a preaching at a church.
跟我今天来到这里一样。
Just like me.
那么每个诗班唱一首很好的诗歌。
The church choir has sung a beautiful song.
Holy, holy, holy.
It was 圣哉圣哉圣哉。
然后散会以后。
And after the worship.
赵牧师问诗班一位姊妹。
And then Pastor Chow asked a sister in the choir.
你知道你刚才唱的 holy, holy, holy 是在歌颂谁吗？
Do you know when you're singing holy, 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 who you're singing for?
这个姊妹想了半天说我不知道。
And this sister didn't quite know.
你唱但是你不知道。
And when you're singing but yet not knowing.
你唱，今天早上你们唱，你们知道吗？
So when our choir sing, would you know who you're singing for?
我相信你们都知道。
Figure that you.
从你们脸上的表情我都看得出来。
From your expression, I know you know who you're
singing. 我注意到你们每一个人的表情。
I pay attention to every one of your expression.
当你歌颂赞美神，你不知道他是谁，那是很可笑的事。
So that'd be kind of a little bit ridiculous if you're not sure who you're singing to.
所以我们必须要知晓得耶和华是神。
So we should know who Lord is.
如何晓得呢？
How do we know who he is?
第三节你看下面有四件事情。
There are four things below that verse 3.
我们是他造的。
And it is he who made us.
你知道吗？你是他造的，你才知道他是神。
We were made by Lord.
万物都有人建造，但建造万物的就是神。
Everything has been built by some, but God would build
everything. 再一次向进化论宣战，因为他们不知道。
That's why we will challenge the evolution theory because they did not know this.
当我们知道我们是把他造的，所以我们应该要歌颂，要赞美他。
Since we know he made us, that's why we should praise
him. 第二句话怎么说呢？我们是属他的。
The second says that we are his.
我有一只很名贵的手表。
I have a precious watch on my wrist.
我怎么得到这只手表呢？
How did I get it?
我付了一笔很大的代价。
I paid a lot of money to it.
为什么我们知道我们受于主呢？
Why do we know we belong to our God?
因为他付了一笔重价把我们买赎回来。
Because he paid a heavy price and redeemed us.
所以我们是属他的。
So we belong to him.
因为他不但救了我们，他不但造了我们，他还救了我们。
Not only he created us, but he also has saved us.
不只是属他的。
Not only we belong to him.
我们是他的民。
We are his people.
他收留留了我们。
He has saved us.
本来我们是在罪恶魔鬼的掌权之下。
Before we were under the command of the demons.
他收留我们，让我们成为天国的子民。
Yet he has saved us, we become citizens of his kingdom.
我们也是他草场的羊。
We are the sheep of his pasture too.
他供应我们。
He has supplied us.
他保护我们。
He had kept us.
他安慰我们。
He has comforted us.
他牧养我们。
He has,
因为我们是他的羊，他是好牧人。
He's a good shepherd.
好牧人为羊舍命。
A good shepherd will actually help the sheep.
我们都会诗篇二十三篇啊。
We all know Psalm 23.
你给我背前面两节好不好？
Can anyone recite the first two verses?
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。两节圣经讲完了一切。
And those two verses says, Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures.And he leads me
因为你是他草场的羊，你必不致缺乏。他是一位好牧人。
We are the sheep of his green pastures.、So、he's a good shepherd.
Okay, 我们看诗篇一百篇第五啊第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
这里讲了最后的三个命令。
The last three commands we have.
当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院。当感谢他，称颂他的名。
So shall glory worship him, come before him and know who he is.
这三条命令都是赞美、感谢和感恩。
Those three were all praise and give thanks and to our Lord.
跟第四，当晓得耶和华是神，有很重要的关系。
And there is some close relationship to number four, that is to know Lord is God.
如果你根本不知道耶和华是神，你所做的一切都是徒然的。
If you do not know God is our Lord, then whatever you do is all in vain.
都毫无意义的。
Will be meaningless.
我记得我刚从神学院毕业，被派到一间教会做牧师。
When I just graduated from the seminary, I went to a church to be a pastor.
面临一件事情使我终身受到警惕。
One thing that has alert us, alert me forever.
有一天有三位姐妹把我带到一个人家。
One day, three sisters brought me to a home.
有一位中年的妇女，一位中年的姊妹躺在床上，病得奄奄一息，快要死了。
A middle-aged woman lay on bed and about to go away.
可是这三位姐妹领我去的人告诉我说，这一位我们已经请他几年到教会做礼拜，他都不肯来。
But the three sisters said we have invited her come to church for many years, but she didn't want to come.
直到她病重躺下，她告诉我们说她想来，但是她来不了。
Until she is so seriously ill and she would like to come, but she can't.
我到那个黑暗的房间里面去，有不好的味道。
Went into this dark room, had this bad smell.
而且光线也不很好。
Very dark, without much.
这个人全身都是黑的，脸呢很，肚子大得不得了，很硬，比这一块木头还要硬。他的。
She looked very ill. She has dark face, and her abdomen was very extended.
他用很低微的声音跟我说话，对着我的耳朵说话。
With a big, weak voice, she whispered to my ear.
他说：“黄弟兄。”
She said, "Brother Huang."
我当时刚刚从神学院出来，没有毕业，没有人叫我黄牧师。
That time I just graduated, so no one called me.
不是没有按摩，不是没有毕业，毕业出来的没有按摩。所以说，黄弟兄，我告诉你。
She said, "Brother Huang, I'd like to tell you."
这几位啊，每个礼拜天，每个礼拜到我家里来请我做礼拜，每一个礼拜打好几次电话鼓励我去做礼拜，但是我都不愿意去。
And these sisters have called me, invited me every day, every week to come to church, but I didn't want to go.
她不是一个不信的人。
She's not a non-believer.
她在山东的时候，宋尚杰布道的时候，她就在宋尚杰的这个复兴会里面就复兴起来了，就是一个很好的基督徒。但是她后来 ，Dexter Snyder 就离开了主。
And when she was back in Shantung Province, and she was quite a believer.
她说。我能去的时候我不去，但是我想去的时候我不能去。
She said to me that I would like to, when the time I could go, but I did not go, but now I would like to go, I cannot go.
他说黄弟兄你知道吗，我如果能够爬到教会我都想爬过去，但是我现在去不了。
So Brother Huang, if I would can crowd to the church, I would go.
他说请你为我祷告，我是有罪的人。
Please pray for me, I'm a sinner.
我为他祷告。
So I prayed for her.
他留下他的眼。
And she was tearful.
我离开她以后三天她过世。
Three days later, she died.
这个事情对我的震撼太大。
That has touched me deeply.
弟兄姊妹朋友们。
Brothers and sisters.
你的双腿能走，你还有机会可以到主的面前来。你千万不要忽略，你就不想去。等到你想去的时候，你不能去，你已经后悔莫及了。
Now you have legs, you can walk, make sure you can come to worship the Lord, but then you cannot move, you will regret. That will be too late.
Solomon has written
one more verse.
传道书十二章第一节。
It's in Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
他在这里告诉我们说到
It says here,
当趁着年幼，你衰败的日子还没有来到之前，要纪念造你的主。
Remember your creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come.
不要到时候后悔莫及，你就来不了。
So you will not be regretting, and then you will not come.
所以我们应该好好的，在我们还能走、还能坐、还能想、还能听的时候，好好的到主的面前来。
So now when we can hear, we can walk, we can work,We should really come before our Lord.
在七条当行的命令和之后，他还给了我们三个神重要的书信。
And then after these seven commands, and Solomon has given three other things for a Christian to do.
那这是第五节，因为耶和华本为圣，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。
It says, For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
第一条，他的属性是他本为善。
It says, Lord is good. That's the first one.
为什么我们要歌颂赞美耶和华？因为他是善，又善又美的。
Why do we praise our Lord? It's because He is good.
年轻的时候，我喜欢唱一首诗。
When I was young, I would like to sing one hymn.
前面两节说，世间是有两阵对敌，就是善与恶。
And the first verse says, in this world, there are two forces fighting each other. That's good.
我们必须立定心意，跟随哪一个。
We have to make our mind as to which one to follow.
这说明了世间只有善恶两面。
And it says that in this world, there's only good and evil.
两股力量在不断的较量。
They're opposing each other and fighting each other.
你要跟随哪一个？
Which one would you follow?
你自己要必须要做上最好的决定。
You have to make that decision.
主耶稣亲自说了一句话。
Lord Jesus once said.
在约翰十章第十节。
John 10:10, he said.
他说：“盗贼来，我要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。”
Says the thief comes only to steal and kill.
那恶的力量就是盗贼，就是魔鬼。
The evil is the thief.
他一天到晚在做坏事情。
They always destroy and steal.
在引诱人离开神。
And luring people.
引诱人犯罪。
And luring
people. 偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
And steal and kill and destroy.
无恶不作的一个。
And tempting people and to do evil things.
可是耶稣说：“我来了。”
But Jesus says, "I have come."
是要叫人得生命。
And they will have life.
并且得的更丰盛。
And have it to the full.
不是得一个要死不活的生命
Not a life that we're going to be dying soon
乃是得着一个更丰盛更荣耀的生命
But a full life that is more glorious
所以他本为善
That's why God is good
我读这一节经文我就想到我们中国人的古人实在很智慧
So that's why when I think about ancient Chinese when I read this verse
我从小开始上学的第一天读了一句话人之初性本善
And as we went to the school, the beginning of our school, we have learned one teaching. That is, at the beginning, everyone is nice and naive.
为什么人之初性本善呢?
Why at that time?
因为神是善的。
Because God is good.
人是按照神的形象造的。
People are created.
当然人应该是善的。
So that's why human should be holy.
可惜恶者来把他引诱要他犯罪。
But later, when we were tempted, we become sinner.
那第二个属性就是他的慈爱永远长存。
The second property is that his love endures forever.
虽然恶者来引诱人犯罪，但是最后因为神永远不改变的慈爱，要胜过这个邪恶。
Even though people often sin, but then because God's love and that has overtaken and victorious over the evil.
为了爱世上所有的人。
Because he would love everyone who serves.
他不惜赐下他的独生子。
He has given his one and only son.
罗马书五章八节说在我们还做罪人的时候他就为我们死他的爱在此向我们显明了。
Romans 5:8 has said that again, says, God demonstrates his own love for us in this while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
诗篇136篇。
And Psalm 136.
一共有26节经文。
And have a total of 26 verses.
诗篇的作者讲了26次他的慈爱永远长存。
And the author has said 26 times said God's love endures forever.
因为这个诗人说不尽神的慈爱。
Because that author cannot endlessly praise God's love.
他的慈爱永远长存。
And his love endures.
另外一个他的属性说到他的信实。
The last part is God's faithfulness.
今天我们把这一座教堂献给神是因为他的信实。
Today we dedicate this church to him because of his faithfulness.
他说到他必做到。
Whatever he has said,
他开到他的善工他必成全他的工作。
He will complete his work as he said.
他的信实不改变是我们得救的永远的保证。
Then his faithfulness is the guarantee for us to be saved.
约翰一书一章九节说
John 1, first John
我们若认自己的罪神是信实的是公义的必要赦免我们的罪洗净我们一切的不义
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us.
所以以赛亚也曾经说过主我们的神亲自宣告说我口所出的话必不徒然的反悔
Isaiah 55:11 So is my word that goes out from my mouth, it will not return to me empty.
因为他永不背负他自己。
Because he will never, betray himself.
七条命令，三个神的属性组成一首优美感人的诗篇。
Seven commands and three God's property has taught us a beautiful song.
教导神的子民。
Teach our children of God.
在最适当的时候，在最适当的地点，把最高的荣耀赞美归给神。
At the most appropriate time and proper place that we will give our Lord the greatest glory.
我们今天所献上的不是我们自己所有的。
Whatever we dedicate to him today is not.
因为万物是从他而来。
Because everything is from him.
连我们做工的力量，我们的聪明才智都是他所赐。
Including our work, power, wisdom, all belong to him.
你可以环顾四周，想想自己。
If you look around and think about yourself,
有什么是你自己的
？What actually truly belong to you？
我们持身出入母胎
，and we came out of mother's womb。
我们将来还要持身归回。
Then we'll be naked and go back to the.
没有一样是从我的口袋所出来的。
Nothing came out of my own pocket.
都是他的赏赐。
All belong to our.
都是他的恩典。
All belong to His glory.
如果他不给你，你什么都没有。
If He doesn't give to you, you.
这些也不是我们应该永远持有的。
And these are doesn't belong to us for long persistently.
因为有一天我们还要归。
Because one day we have to go back to Him.
所以我们把荣耀归给他是应该。
So that's why we must give glory to him.
我们今天奉献这一座圣堂。
Today we dedicate this holy church.
是在皮尔亚立下一个见证。
Is to have a testimony.
树立一盏灯塔。
A guiding light here.
引导那些迷航者归回正道。
So lead those who went astray come back.
因为有一批爱主的神的儿女们决心在这里传扬耶稣基督的救恩。
Because there's a group of God's people who love Him and decide to proclaim His gospel here.
今天我们在这里献这座圣堂。
So today we dedicate His church to.
也是一个承诺。
It's also a promise.
我们再一次把我们自己软软本本的再献给他。
That we once again give ourselves to our Lord.
看得见的是教堂。
What you can see is church.
看不见的是圣灵住在我们的里面。我们这个人就是今日的教会。
What you cannot see is the Holy Spirit living in us, and that is our church.
无论走到哪里都要为神发光。
No matter where you go, you should
都要为他做见证。
You should bear witness to for him.
为了要完成他交付我们的大使命。
In order to complete that great mission he had given.
我们愿意接受任何的挑战。
We will be willing to accept any challenges.
向世人郑重的宣告。
And then proclaim to this world.
我们要永远高举荣耀的十字架。
That we will hold the holy cross high.
我一走进教堂，看到这个十字架这么高，我的心就开放了。
Time I come to this sanctuary, I see the cross hanging high.My heart is
高主荣耀的十字架，直到耶稣基督再来。
Hold the glorious cross until Jesus Christ returns.
你同意吗
？Would you agree?
Amen.
Amen.
我们一起低头祷。
Let's bow our head and pray together.
天父，我们感谢我们赞美你无比的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you for your endless.
在皮尔亚又出现一个神迹。
In Peoria, there is another miracle happened.
这一批中国的基督徒们愿意。奉献心力、体力、金钱、财物，能建造一座教堂，在这里立下一个见证。
These Chinese Christians would like to dedicate.